The building, as it stands today, dates back to the late 19th century. Constructed and completed under the administration of Mauro Leonarda, it was inaugurated on September 18, 1889, though its design and concept were originally developed some years earlier by Mayor Giuseppe Pace Turisi, who was tragically assassinated by the mafia in 1872. Its main facade faces Piazza Municipio, the town's central square, and the structure rises 3 stories high, with an additional mezzanine below. At its center, the building is crowned by a clock installed in 1884. Known historically as the Casa Comunale, or Università, the town hall has occupied various locations over the centuries. Until the 15th century, it was situated beneath the Church of San Nicolò. Between the 16th and 17th centuries, it stood in the middle of Via del Monte, now called Via Carlo Alberto. At that time, behind the Casa Comunale, there was a small courtyard followed by the premises of a modest hospital. In the 18th century, it was relocated to Piazza Santa Maria, which is today's Piazza Municipio. During the 19th century, adjacent buildings, including the Ventimiglia warehouses, were acquired, expanding the Casa Comunale. By the early 1970s, the Casa Comunale had fallen into disrepair and was closed. The municipal offices moved several times, occupying locations on Via Serra, the Bonomo houses, Via Carlo Alberto, Palazzo Farinella, and Via Vittorio Emanuele II, the Lombardo houses. Around 1990, the town hall returned to its rightful place in Piazza Municipio, inside the council chamber, alongside the town's official banner bearing the municipal coat of arms. You'll find a ceremonial mace made of silver and copper, a symbol of authority. At its top is a depiction of the town's patron saint, Saint Mauro Abate. The base is engraved with the city's name, Santo Mauro, while just below the saint, on the gilded section, the town's emblem is etched. On the main day of the patronal festival, this mace is carried in procession by the municipal messenger, who leads the mayor and other officials behind the banner. The clock itself has a fascinating history. On February 4, 1884, Mayor Mauro Leonarda commissioned expert Cascio Sebastiano to prepare an estimate for constructing the pediment on the town hall's facade, where the clock face and its components, bells, supports, and mechanical parts, would be installed. These were crafted by the renowned Milanese clockmaker Isidoro Sommaruga, active both in Italy and abroad at the time. The following year, after public tenders and based on a quote of 378.20 lire from blacksmith Giaimo Nunzio, the installation work was awarded for 101.78 lire to Vincenzo and Rosario Cascio, sons of Sebastiano. Today, above the town hall, you can still see the iron framework supporting 2 bells, one 75 centimeter in diameter and weighing 244 kia, strikes the note B to mark the hours. The other, 56 centimeter in diameter and weighing 99 kia, chimes the quarters with the note E. This precious mechanism once kept time for the town, its chimes a familiar sound to the people of San Mauro. Around 1985, due to wear, the original mechanism was replaced by a new device from the Trebino Company. This, too, was eventually supplanted by modern electronic systems. It seems the passage of time has been unkind to the town hall clock, yet despite these challenges, Sommaruga's original gearwork continues to function, its bells still ringing out as a landmark for locals and a charming attraction for visitors. Antonio Caritti, listed as a barber in the 1936 and 1957 Craftsman Census, was among the last custodians of the municipal clock. Officially appointed, he was responsible for manually winding the clock. Piazza Municipio itself is a stepped square that begins at the forecourt of the Church of Santa Maria de Francis and descends through several levels to Via Procida. It is enclosed on all 4 sides by civil buildings, the town hall, and the church. Like any respectable agora, it features multiple exit routes leading north, south, east, and west out of town. Renovated in the latter half of the last century, the square remains well-suited for theatrical performances. Its lower stage area allows the audience to be elevated above the actors, much like the ancient Greek theaters. For many years, the municipal administrations have used this space to host musical and theatrical events, the Paolo Prestigiacomo Award, and other cultural happenings, especially during the summer months.